There are no height requirements to be a trader on Wall Street, but there are to ride the roller coasters at Disneyland in Anaheim, California. To enforce the rule, a new piece of technology is being tested. NPR's Andy Bowers went to the Magic Kingdom to investigate.
Sure, Disneyland has a lot of ways to entertain children, from Mr. Toad's Wild Ride to the seasonal and very highly produced parades down Main Street, USA.
Sugar plums and candy canes, a sleigh ride down a snowy lane.
But a lot of kids have only one thing on their minds when they enter a theme park, and I speak from experience. They head straight for the tallest, fastest, scariest roller coaster in the place. But there are those early years when a child's ambition can exceed his or her stature. They get through the line only to find themselves staring up at a certain sign. You know the one. It usually has a cheerful-looking creature delivering the bad news. You must be this tall to go on this ride. Shame. Frustration. Why didn't I wear that big hat? Well, Disney has come up with a high-tech way around this problem, or at least to get the disappointment over with early in your trip. It's being tested right now at Disneyland.
Stand right here, put your back up against the board. Stand up nice and tall.
The kids stand up against a pole with a light on top, and a Disney cast member, that's what all the employees here are called, puts a paddle on top of their heads. That's when it gets high-tech, according to Vice President of Attractions, Jim McPhee.
This uses ultrasound technology. The decorative symbol up on top will generate an ultrasound beam that will pulse down onto a flat surface that's placed on top of our guest's head. That provides a measurement that feeds back up into the system that provides not a height necessarily, but a color range.
And she is orange, so you get a Minnie Mouse. She can do the Matterhorn bobsleds and Gadget's Go Coaster.
But she can't do the Indiana Jones ride, the park's scariest. That's reserved for those with the green Goofy wristbands. There are four colors in all. The white Mickey Mouse is the most restrictive, although McPhee doesn't like to put it so negatively.
It talks about what they can do and not what they can't do. In fact, I think it's actually a better experience because they're relieved as they're starting their day about what they can expect to do through the course of their day.
That is, as long as the white wristband doesn't become the preschooler's equivalent of a scarlet letter. Already, the green Goofies have become something of a status symbol at the ultrasound kiosk. And shockingly, kids will try nefarious methods to ensure success.
No, not on your toes. Okay, you get a Goofy wristband. You can go on every attraction here at the park, okay? And they don't have to measure you.
That's not only a relief to young PJ Marriott, but to his mother Pat, too.
We used to take napkins and put them in the bottoms of his shoes so he'd be tall enough to go on the rides. Don't tell anybody.
Never thought of that one. But cast member Angela, who measures the kids, is learning to spot all the old tricks. Hats, poofy hair, you name it. Because Angela won't.
We've had a couple different tricks that people have tried, but we usually catch them. It is for their safety, so we want to make sure that they do get measured right.
What are the tricks?
I don't want to tell, because then everybody would know what all the tricks are.
Fair enough. As she says, the height restrictions are there to ensure the rides are safe. So Disney is planning to expand the measuring devices to all its theme parks. And why not? After all, today's kids are growing up in a world where cameras catch people running red lights, where rental cars alert headquarters when the driver is speeding, and where bosses can read every email sent by employees. Why not learn early on that a lot of technology is designed to make sure that everyone follows the rules? Andy Bowers, NPR News, Disneyland.